This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and we'll begin today with new legislation that would further tighten Massachusetts' already strict gun control laws. The state House and Senate reached a significant compromise between their two sweeping bills, and they're expected to vote on the final bill today.
The compromise turns on the issue of how much discretion police chiefs should have when issuing shotgun or rifle permits. The original House version gave chiefs broad discretion to deny a permit to applicants they deemed unsuitable. The Senate voted to remove that provision altogether.
The compromise bill places the burden of proof on police chiefs, giving them 90 days to take their case to court if they wish to deny a firearms permit. For more, let's go to David Scharfenberg, politics reporter for the Boston Globe. He joins us from the State House. Hi there, David.
Hi, Meghna.
So first of all, tell us, what kind of reaction has this compromise bill received from police chiefs around the state?
Well, last night I spoke with Wellesley Police Chief Terry Cunningham. Now, he was one of the folks who had some early concerns about the Senate watering down this bill, kind of cutting into police chiefs' power to deny licenses for shotguns and rifles to those they deemed unsuitable. He seemed reasonably happy last night. He said, you know, it's too bad that the burden of proof is on us, that we have to go to court to kind of prove that these folks shouldn't get shotguns or rifles. But all things considered, he said, you know, this is a contentious issue. I'm glad it got into the bill. I'm glad that the police will have some opportunity here to withhold licenses for rifles and shotguns to those they say just shouldn't have them.
Mm. But originally, a different version of the bill didn't even require police to go through any sort of legal process or justification in denying these IDs or licenses. That's what they wanted originally, right?
That's right. So they have power under existing law to do just that when it comes to handguns. And the original House bill would have essentially extended that power to rifles and shotguns, or called long guns by many. And the Senate then said, wait a minute, that's going too far, and kind of in line with what gun rights advocates were saying, and also some civil liberties groups like the ACLU had some concerns that that was kind of overly broad, gave the police too much power. The police chiefs were unusually critical of the Senate for stripping that provision out, really critical at the time. But at least according to Terry Cunningham, who's one of the leads on this, formerly headed the kind of statewide organization of police chiefs, they seem reasonably happy with this compromise.
Mm. Now, the devil is always in the details, so correct me if I'm wrong, but the police chiefs under this compromise bill would have to go through a legal process to deny shotgun or rifle permits, those long guns you were talking about, but they still have a lot of discretion on handgun permits. So is there essentially two different processes for different types of gun permits now?
There really are. That existing power around handguns remains intact, and it kind of boils down to this. Police chiefs have broad discretion to deny someone a handgun, and the burden of proof is really then on the applicant to show that they deserve to have this handgun. Under this new law, if it does indeed pass, it's sort of reversed. The burden of proof is on the state, in this case, police departments, to go to court and show that someone should be denied a permit. So they really are two separate standards here.
Mm. Now, what criteria could law enforcement use to deny a permit here? Because these suitability standards sound somewhat subjective.
Yeah, it's a little bit unclear. Just reading the law last night, the provision as it came out, it talks about providing kind of credible information to a court that someone could potentially pose a risk to public safety. So it's a bit wishy-washy in there. We'll have to see how this actually plays out in terms of implementation if indeed legislators pass this bill today and the governor signs it.
Mm. Now, gun rights groups led a major lobbying effort to change the original Senate provision that we've been talking about. How do they see this compromise bill?
We spoke to Jim Wallace last night. He is head of the kind of local branch of the NRA, has been very active in lobbying on this. His initial kind of first blush look at this suggested it was something he could live with. He seemed willing to go along with it. You know, when this larger gun control bill first came together several weeks ago, there was kind of a remarkable accord among gun rights folks and those in favor of gun control. They all seemed to agree that this could move forward. The one sticking point was around this long gun provision. And it seems, at least at the moment, that there's a similar kind of accord among folks on both sides. You know, they each have critiques of it, but it seems that they're willing to live with it.
Mm. Now, David, this bill, or the idea for this bill, first came about after the horrible mass shooting at Sandy Hook Elementary School. Now, in the state that we have it, in terms of this compromise legislation, is it effectively a tightening of Massachusetts' already relatively strict gun control laws?
It is. Massachusetts passed a pretty sweeping gun law back in 1998, which was considered among the strictest in the nation. This will add to that. In addition to this long gun issue we've been talking about, it would require the state to join a national database of criminal and mental health background checks. It would also mandate that schools develop plans for students' mental health needs. So it is in that way kind of tailored to what came out of that Newtown shooting you referred to. But on the whole, yes, it does add to what is already considered one of the strictest gun laws in the nation.
David Scharfenberg is the politics reporter for the Boston Globe, speaking to us from the State House. David, thank you so much.
Thank you.